What would you do if you woke up one morning and found yourself alone? Alone in your house. Alone in your neighborhood. Alone in your city. You're surrounded by empty streets and silence. What would you do if you found yourself alone? You're listening to An Extreme Minority, a Hero System 6th Edition game brought to you by the Thistledown Gamers Guild and RPGMP3.com.
Hello, everyone.
Episode 4.
Hello.
Anyone else want to say hello?
Hello.
Lovely listeners.
Hello.
Hello, lovely listeners. Even though it's in Australia.
Or, England, or who knows where.
Yeah, you never know.
It's an international affair.
We're 15 hours ahead.
Wow.
So, it's not live.
It's not live.
So, like, tomorrow,
it's really not live.
Today, but yesterday.
Huh?
Okay. So, episode 4, Extreme Minority. Ah. There goes the air conditioning.
That's that familiar here.
Yeah,
that's true.
It is warm here.
It's much better than the noises Drew was making 5 minutes ago.
That is true.
It smells like
okay, Extreme Minority episode 4.
Boom.
We are in the biology lab at Washington University, correct? No.
No.
St. Louis.
SLU. And
that one's grand.
Dr. Sorensen has just said, I need to scan all your brains.
This is a frightening thought.
Why?
Because I need to establish a baseline.
It's a good idea, Doctor.
I thought you would concur. So who's first?
I'll go.
You wake up.
And I'll do yours when
you'll do hers if she does yours.
Yeah.
I'm not watching that.
Here comes.
She's like,
Officer Lynch, you wake up. You're completely lucid. You're not having any of the problems I previously mentioned to you. Completely lucid.
Do I remember those?
Bubble went.
Yes, you remember
it all. Everything. Yeah. I remember it. But it's like a video.
You remember it clearly. You remember it exactly as I told you. Your wrists are in a lot of pain. You smell very bad. You appear to have soiled yourself several times.
Lots of times, I imagine.
Yeah, especially with an IV in me.
Yeah, that's about it. You seem to be in a... Where did you have him? Was he in a room to himself, or was he...
He was in the lab room.
I went to put him over by himself.
You see bright... glowing fluorescent lights over you, a white tiled ceiling, acoustic tile ceiling, just like you're looking at right now, as a matter of fact. Good role playing, Scott.
We knew you could do it.
And you hear,
I still want to play Benny.
Anyway. You hear familiar voices talking about brain scans.
Okay. So what part is
strapped to the gurney?
Yeah, your throat is very dry.
I don't know Scott's name on here. Scott, what is your guy's name?
Jack.
So what exactly
Lynch
happens in a brain scan? Doc?
Nothing detrimental.
Do we hear you?
Not yet.
He hasn't said anything. Nothing detrimental. I just need to put you in the machine and scan. Probably had an MRI before. CAT scan. Those kinds of things. Nothing to worry
about.
Take
a brain picture. Get a hold of a stick. You'll be all right. Doesn't hurt.
I need a drink.
Hear that behind you.
What?
I'll quickly run over there.
Okay.
I'll look up at you and I need a drink.
Can somebody get him some water, please? Do you have the key to the handcuffs?
Possibly.
I'll get some water.
I see a woman standing over you. She's got blonde hair. She's probably...
I'll check my signs.
Imagine
now you're gonna care.
Yeah, right. Now he's just a doctor.
I wasn't a doctor, now I am. Just kidding.
Imagine
to play my character.
Olivia Dunham from Fringe. If she was aged to about 50, that's about what she looks like.
Okay.
Hi. I come back with the water.
I'm like, you check his vitals.
Yeah. Look in his eyes and
Mr. Marlowe comes over with some water for you.
I don't give it to him.
Oh.
I won't go near him.
Okay.
Keys?
Dr. Sorensen will take it from you.
I don't know if he's dangerous. I'm not going to give you the keys.
What dangerous?
Why am I? Why am I strapped to this gurney?
Give you some water.
You've been out of it. We've had to make sure that you were tied down for your own safety.
The last thing that you remember is you remember being with these guys at the north leg of the arch, getting ready to go into the museum because you knew there was something in there. You went in, it was very dark, and you were immediately set upon by 6-8 people, and they beat you up and knocked you out. That's all you remember.
Right.
You remember all the other stuff, though, that I told you.
Yeah.
And bits and flashes of what went on here. Between. You were, you know, in the moments where you were almost lucid and were seeing everybody, but were very afraid of them.
Right. I remember that part. Just hold back out. Did anybody knock me out?
I don't remember, to tell you the truth.
I kicked you square in the face.
He did do that once, yes.
At the very beginning.
You didn't feel it.
Yeah, you're probably all bruised. Yeah, in your face. You've been beat the hell.
Well, we've taken care of that. Come on.
Very quick boot to the face.
You kicked him in the face.
But just once. It's like 4 days ago.
Right.
It's not like he shot you one time.
So are you attempting to get keys to...
I've asked for the keys. Like three, you lock him up.
I locked him up, but I don't... Infected. Who locked me up?
He's infected.
I've checked his blood.
Who locked me up?
There is no infection. We found no evidence of any kind of infection.
I haven't drilled and jibbered.
Where's his utility belt?
He's infected. He got bit.
Where's his utility belt?
He was bitten.
He was bitten a lot.
His
utility belt?
He's not Batman. He's a cop.
You mean where's his gun holster?
His belt of utility. Where's his belt of utility?
I'm sure Joey took it off.
Yeah, I don't know what I did with it. I probably left it at the police station.
Well, you're probably wearing it.
All right, so we got keys.
You're basically just in your duty.
Cuffs with no keys.
Uniform, no belt, you know.
Where's my gun?
With your belt of utility.
This woman says, Officer Lynch, you need to just lie back and take it easy.
No.
But we do need to. What do you mean?
You're still tied down, so there's not a whole lot of choice. And I've been giving you water.
I need to get up.
No, you don't need to get up. If you get up, you're most likely going to fall over. Would you agree, Doctor?
I would most definitely agree. It's been days.
I know I can smell me. You can't smell me?
Yes, we can smell you. We'll take care of that.
Been in the room with you.
Are my hands free now? Or are they still strapped next to me?
We don't have the keys.
We don't have the keys to your cuffs.
I have it. Yeah. But I'm not unlocking it until I know that he's back to normal. Just because he's talking doesn't mean a thing.
So I asked you for the keys, and you told me you didn't have them.
No, I said I have them.
It's probably safe to unlock them.
Probably safe. When he eats you.
Unless your medical opinion is different from mine, or...
Well, my medical opinion is different. You know, you didn't see him foaming at the mouth or, speaking gibberish.
Foaming at the mouth.
Well, I've looked at his blood.
Yeah.
Would you like to take a look at it and see what you think?
Sure.
It's red.
There's the microscope.
No clue what I'm doing. So, no. Yeah, I'm just going to...
So what do you think?
He's infected.
What do you think, Dr. Delacroix?
I don't see a reason to let him go yet.
I never made a roll to determine if there's anything abnormal with the blood.
Okay. What's your name? Where are you at?
So,
Mayor. Right.
My name is Sergeant Jack Lynch of the St. Louis Police Department.
Where are you at right now?
I'm in a room. I don't
remember. Where were you at last you remember?
I made it with 5 points to spare.
We were going into the doors of the arch. It was the last time there, and I went in, and it was dark, and then all of a sudden, a fist, a boot, a knee, or something. And
8 points of spirit.
And then I can remember kind of waking up and you guys were all screaming or something. I couldn't understand what you were talking about. Your voices were all weird. So I think I had a concussion or something.
The doctor says, Officer Lynch, it's probably best if you don't try to talk too much.
Well, I don't want to lay in my own feces.
We'll take care of that. We just have to make sure it's safe.
Well, now you want to be safe.
Right, Doctor?
Yes, most definitely.
My face hurts. Why does it feel like my face?
Yeah, I do want it to be safe, but I think I should have those keys.
Then Joey punched you.
Or Dr. Delacroix should have the keys.
Did you kick me?
I really don't think you're going to make the medical determination whether or not he's okay.
Well, no offense.
Did you kick me, Joey?
I'm not taking it away from him.
Possibility.
I'm not taking it away from him. I'm just asking him for it.
Troy.
Just a second ago, you wanted to just up and let him go. Now you want to be safe.
I do want to let him go. I think the straps will hold him down. I don't think he needs to be in those handcuffs that have already rubbed through the skin already. That's going to get infected and be worse. Yeah, we're going to take him off and do something with him. The gurney straps will hold him.
You ever fought any of these? You ever been face-to-face with them?
Yeah, I just was at the Esquire Theater when they were running after the truck trying to kill us.
Right after the truck. You haven't had one jump on you or anything like that? You haven't really fought one?
I'm not a zombie thing.
Officer Lynch, just rest.
Joy.
I'll give you the keys.
Give me the keys.
I step back.
And if he comes out of the straps and attacks you, you're shit out of luck. Toss Dr. Bill the keys.
Well, that's very brave of you. You're a big, brave man, aren't you? I'll get all those guns, all those weapons, and you're going to run out of the room while the rest of us who have nothing are going to stand here and see what happens.
You're a really smart, dumb person.
I'm going to undo one of his hands.
That was cleverly said.
Are you strapped down? I want to do both of your handcuffs.
He's strapped down.
Why am I strapped down?
His wrists are bloody and raw. And
what? Did he ever see the creature? He did.
Yeah, I saw
him. He got beat up.
He saw him in the dark, and then boom.
I shot it to him, and then I got overwhelmed by a whole bunch of them. Where the hell were you guys?
There's only three.
Right behind you.
I killed them.
There was a big pile around him.
You volunteered to go in.
Yeah, I know.
Because you're the cop.
I'm the cop. I'm supposed to be.
Okay. You guys here, we kind of volunteered for you.
Yeah, I know. That's what happens when you don't get to play every week, guys. Out in the recording line.
Maybe before I unlocked the game.
Well, his blood under the microscope and electron microscope, whatever it is you're using, like you used on the other. His blood has been genetically altered somehow. Not in the same way that your sample from the crazy frenzied person was, but somehow.
Uh-oh. Now I'm not getting unlocked, am I? Uh-oh. Something just went right wrong.
Yeah, that's unlocked.
Look at this.
She looks at it.
Who's the guy with the dark gun in the corner?
Looking at this. You don't know what it is.
It's like I don't have genetic engineering.
I'm just laying here going, come on, look at me up. Go away.
I already gave the keys. You're in their hands now.
I'm just driving, man.
You want to take care of his wrists or you want me to?
Yeah, I'll take care of his wrists, but this worries me somewhat.
I have.
She hands you a first aid kit.
I got shit again, man. Come on.
Under your handcuffs.
I thought you already did them. You're undoing them again?
Undoing them again.
Okay.
I looked at the blood in between.
Oh.
Yeah, I forgot he was going to lick your blood.
Okay, so I looked at my blood and you say that I'm...
He didn't tell you.
No.
Neither did she.
No. You see that I'm some, who I am.
Lidocaine and some
she bandages. She gives you a first aid kit.
Apply it.
Okay. Make a first aid roll.
It's like I met fancy with some razors.
As exciting as this is, actually, to cuff him, I have work to do.
Yeah.
Made that by six.
He carted stuff from the physics lab. From the biology lab.
I want to watch him. If it's a big hole in his chest, you might want to worry about him.
It's going to take him days to do whatever it is he's doing, though, if you remember correctly. Yeah. But yeah, he's doing something over there.
He thinks he's being constructive.
Okay. I'm thirsty. I'm hungry. I feel like I got to take a shit. So.
You haven't. Should be telling.
Might as well.
You haven't.
Monroe, wake up.
You done.
Wait up.
I have what? McCroy. You can hold Stellacroix, what?
There's another guy there, too. I forgot to tell you.
Yeah, the guy in the corner
small,
with the...
scrawny, wiry guy with the tranquilizer gun.
Yeah, the dark gun standing in the corner.
I'm just watching.
Yeah. Brown khaki outfit.
You always
made
that
much. Yeah. Screw this. Don't.
Being dazed without.
I'll just stand.
We're talking about blood.
You're a lot better for me.
What am I supposed to tell him?
He's about his blood condition.
Ah, yeah.
What?
You have been genetically altered. I don't know
What do you mean genetically altered? What do you talk
about? Blood is not completely human. It's changed.
I'm out. Technically not. Well, I wouldn't say it's not human necessarily, but it's got different genetic markers that we didn't expect to see.
Different genetic, like what? What kind of markers? Like, maybe a Neanderthal or something?
A what?
Or
a Neanderthal?
Or something like that?
Why would you say so? A Neanderthal? Why would you say that?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Just kind of wondered.
That was strange.
Didn't say amphibian.
That would have been more strange. Hey, Dr. Delacroix.
I think like a shark?
I got an idea. I think we're skipping a very basic step here. I think we need blood samples from everybody.
Well, brain scans.
Mm-hmm.
All right, roll up your sleeve.
Okay, she does.
I'll be more than happy to get one from Joey.
Get there for you.
All right.
She takes some of yours, too, if you let her. Okay, you guys get to looking at your blood. It's exactly like his. It's genetically, it has those same oddball markers, the same as him. Exactly the same.
So it kind of goes along with what the emissaries had said. They said that we weren't compatible.
We need to check Mr. Marlowe and Joey and Dr. Bob.
Joey?
Dr. Bob rolled up his sleeve.
Dr. Bob.
Bob's in the same condition as you are. He was in a room with you, so you check his blood, same thing.
And Dunstan. Roll up your sleeves, gentlemen.
They went to the other his lab across
you
the
walk room. In, I'm, lab I'm across cranking the place. Some machine for him.
I'll take a kid in there.
Okay. She'll let you do it. She's
her joy to she might get slabs.
Oop, I popped a vein.
Little thin. Don't leave me in here alone.
When he leaves, she comes over there.
Awesome.
She starts taking your restraints off.
Thank God.
She's like, Dr. Bob, help me with this.
Dr. Bob would have common sense and would not do it. I'm rolling for Dr. Bob. He didn't do it.
Do I need this?
What's that?
The IV?
No. Well, no, you won't now.
Let somebody... Well, I'm not here.
She says... she gets you out of the restraints.
Is there a shower anywhere around here?
Yeah. She says, let me push the gurney back there, and she pushes you back into another room, and she helps you get up. You're very weak and wobbly, because you've been in bed for 2 days.
Brown stain underneath my ass.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, buddy.
She shows you the shower, and she goes to get you some clothes. She goes to get you some clothes.
What kind of clothes do I end up with, like scrubs or something like that?
Basically, yeah.
Gown that could the ass
it could, yeah, it could be a gown.
No.
Scrubs.
Okay.
Take a kid into there.
Yep.
Shave.
Here comes Dr. Delacroix with a kid.
I need you two to stop for just a second. I need a sample of your blood.
He's sitting there cranking on something in here. This is big park.
Well,
sorry for the going across.
That was very cool.
Very cool.
Take Joey's blood.
Okay.
You gotta roll.
I gotta roll?
Yeah, because you might break the needle off.
That was close. And Mr. Dunstan as well.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Okay. Get the blood. Go back to the lab.
Yes.
Go by the lab. Gurney, the gurney's. You can see the gurney. It's in the back room.
Take one step and go.
Yeah. Your shower running and machine going. She's throwing the soil.
She's in the shower.
It's all I'm hoping to include.
Is she in there?
Can't stand her. She's not in the shower, no. She's in the room taking care of the gurney and getting her some clothes.
I grabbed her and I need time up with my back.
How long have we been here since we came back?
Gosh, probably an hour, maybe.
I'm going to go check on the person down in the basement.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah, you had them in like a little maintenance room
basically,
kind of thing.
Just
yeah.
Been there and bolted the door in. And
I'm gonna
go check out.
Walk in a freezer.
Okay.
Slew.
All right, you're checking the blood.
Yes.
You're going to go down and check the
whatever it was.
The specimen. Okay, you put him in a room. It's got a little bitty window on the door to the side, big long window. And did you leave the lights on or the lights off in there?
I really wouldn't have probably taken the time to even turn the lights on. Probably would have been a real quick, because okay. He shut the door.
Okay, then you can't see anything in there. You don't hear any noise. It's not trapped.
It's not trapped.
No.
Anything roll?
It is locked.
Perception roll.
Acid arrow.
Find a pressure plate on the floor.
You said there's a window, though?
Yeah, like one of those like six-inch wide, you know, 2.5 foot tall window on the side by the door.
Crisscross.
Yeah, I got the little security.
Pull a flashlight and
shine it in there.
And just kind of where I can see.
You shine it in there, and you shine it in there, this thing jumps up and hits the door. Bam! And it's like, it's trying to get out. It's trying to get the light.
Well, is he any different than whenever we captured him?
John, okay. I'm going to ask you a question. Did I go back with him and look at the security cameras and see what was...
Nope.
I was not. You guys did it after we did underneath the arch, right?
That is correct. Were not cool.
You were there, but you weren't.
That was the same episode I kicked you in the face.
Yeah, you were suffering from a boot to the head and unconscious.
From listening land, Joey's going to die this game. Once I find all this information out.
I seen him shoot like 6, 7, 8 zombies, so...
I shot one.
Dr. Sorensen wasn't with him then.
I tackled one.
She won't tell you. She doesn't know. She's probably the only one who would tell you.
Hey, nobody's told you that I tackled the zombie that was on top of you.
I shot at him.
Your only friend is the NPC.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's awesome.
She ain't gonna make it very much longer. She's gonna tragically fall out the window.
Mm. And she's one of them, so.
Great. She's the one upstairs.
Okay, I take a shower. You guys are. I come out, get my scrubs.
Is he able to walk on his own?
Yeah. Hey, you're feeling the shower really helped yet. You're feeling a lot.
Doctor, better. Do we have any food?
Yes.
Okay. There's a box of Twinkies.
Yeah, we'll get you some food.
I don't want Twinkies or any really real food.
I'm not fixing a steak. We're in the middle of a lab, so whatever we can scrounge up.
Is there someplace close?
Well, they brought food in here.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. I mean, they've got...
Twinkies.
Whatever you find.
Suzy Q's. Funyuns.
Funyuns. Oh, wow.
Is this the third day or the fourth day?
Fourth day.
You got to remember, this food here is the only one we're sure is going to get a long shelf life.
Yeah, there's food in here.
Okay.
Their blood is exactly like your blood and Lynch's blood.
Is there a coffee pot in here?
Yeah.
Is there? Coffee. Is she in there? She's. Oh, she's helping. Okay. Can we break this down further?
I'll shoot you in the face. That
time. Well, we're looking at it with an electron microscope right now. I don't know. I mean, maybe we could devise some more tests, but
they're in this. I'm in the same room they are, right? The NPC and. Delacroix?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're in the
so I'm hearing them talking.
Yeah. She says, what we don't know, though.
Let me back up just 1 second. So we already checked DNA markers. That's what you... Is that what you had said? Okay. So we went that far. Okay.
Yeah, basically you all have a very subtle difference in your DNA that is not like a normal person's, and it's all the same. Amongst all of you.
So, you're saying...
It's a genetic mutation, basically.
So we're a minority. Is that what you're saying?
An extreme minority.
I had to drop it. So, that may be the reason that whatever happened to the Arch didn't affect us.
It's a good guess.
That we haven't been changed. But... We were already changed.
And it may be what the emissary was talking about.
And what I want to try to do is see if I can find where in our chains this
abnormality. Whoa. Emissary.
You see the pile of dust over there?
You two make a perception roll. You two guys.
What are your roll perception?
Joey and Dustin.
an intelligence roll or perception.
On here somewhere.
If you make it, you hear Lynch's voice.
So oh. That. I didn't make it. Yes.
Three dice. Always three dice.
I rolled a 5, 5, and a 6.
So it's your 9 plus...
Okay.
I gave you a chance.
Emissary. What are you talking about, emissary?
Making like a big Tesla coil.
My girlfriend and his sister...
I thought
their bodies, or a semblance of their bodies, came in and visited us and wanted to, us to go with them.
Okay.
When we did not go with them, they turned into a pile of genetic goo, pretty much.
No, they
right?
turned into, it seemed dust. Like all of the water escaped
oh, that's
from
right.
the vapor,
that's right.
and they turned into basically the components of a human body in powdered form.
Okay, that's a Star Trek episode? No, I think
it
that's,
is.
That's a Batman episode.
No, Star Trek.
Yeah.
Original series. I watched cool.
Yeah.
Right. The aliens from the Andromeda Galaxy.
Right.
Turned everybody into little dodecahedrons.
Mm-hmm. That were basically...
Very so they sliced them open and dust came out?
No. No, it was they had a little control on their belt and they turned it and it would.
Ah, yeah, that one, yeah. Gotcha.
Are we still role playing or are we for real?
No, role playing. I'm Dr. Sorensen talking about.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Star Trek is. It's real stuff.
Yeah, all right.
Why do I have such a headache?
Stop. What are you guys? What's going on? Go ahead.
He's telling me about a gun.
One,
and are you still in your room?
The concept of a Tesla yeah. coil? Something small to generate
a testicle.
You're gonna make an electro gun,
pretty much
a lightning gun,
a lightning
or something
lightning
like a large power source,
mm-hmm.
like large bursts.
How do you do it?
Good. I'll tell you later.
But I just had the greatest idea ever. You can build it.
What?
Circular saw blades. Okay. A clip of circular saw blades, and I need something to project them towards it.
I think he's going to make the Mach 5.
That's what I was going to say.
Come on, Pops. I can go to a Home Depot and get a shit ton of circular saw blades.
We can do this.
And you can make the gun.
We can get more magnets.
Road trip.
This one says Hollywood.
All right.
You just put me in the same room with a genius.
Back to the bio lab.
We got the power source now.
You keep giving him stuff to work with.
It's not my fault.
Because you're fashion.
Real good.
So, were they aliens or?
Well, we don't know.
I would say what happened at the Arch? Where did all the people go? Did you ever figure that out? I mean, we knew where all the cars came, and we saw where all the people were standing. We found some crazy people under the arch. Is that all you found under the arch?
There was an object that,
what?
The people were attracted to.
What did it look like?
It was a polyhedron.
It looked like this.
Oh, shit.
I draw a picture. It looks just like that.
And for those of you listening, I'll put a link up where you can get this picture of this object.
I've seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen this before?
Yes.
We had where?
There.
When did you
are you guys leaving?
We're going to leave quick, quick, late.
Okay, wait a minute. When you walk out of the room, you see Lynch standing there with a cup of coffee and a sandwich talking to him.
Why is he up?
Are you coming in the room?
No.
No.
I'm standing in the doorway.
You're standing at the doorway with a gun pointing at me?
Not at you, but cocked and ready to go just in case anything happens.
Okay.
That's awesome. Just in case anything happens, just stand right there. Anyway... There was an object.
Why is he up?
Looked like this. Yeah. And all the people of the metropolitan area.
You firing into the
I
air?
I fired it into the on the ceiling.
Ah! Why
my
is
my ears are going,
he up? Huh? You probably can't hear.
No, I'm sure we're ringing right now.
Well,
and there's
Joey!
Stink smell
fine.
Of gunpowder.
I'm fine.
So I raise it and I go like this.
Am I trying to eat your flesh? But am I ask for your brains?
Not
one
yet.
Person that's asked for your brain is the doctor here. She just wanted to scan it. But I'm sure you don't have a scanner small enough. Use it. You got one. You're not stupid. I'm okay. I got beat up.
Joey.
Got knocked out. I got a concussion.
Joey.
I was acting stupid for a couple of days.
Joey.
Where's my gun, by the way?
He's wearing it.
Joey.
Police office.
Great.
I'll pick up.
You have an extra pistol?
Off the counter. Throw it at him. In his general direction, just to get his attention.
He just threw a spoon at you.
Really?
You got his attention? You got his
serious?
The genetic disorder that's in his blood is in all of our blood.
I don't have a disorder.
Yes, you do.
But it wasn't changed by
anything. Specifically, you have a mutation.
We were probably made that way. With
we don't know yet.
So he's the same as us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just, oh, man.
Not like them.
And not like
we
so
at, are at all
any,
like each other.
So at any
on
point
this,
time, he's
for this
not
mutation.
Try to eat me.
No, I'm
as far as I know.
You may try to eat him first.
I don't know what's going to happen with this. None of us do. We're trying to find out.
The mutation is not as severe as the people with the frenzied disease or whatever it is. It's not as severe, but it's there, and it's not normal.
There's apparently been different stages. You had the people who originally went down to the object. Then you had the heavily mutated savage people. And now you have us.
Where did you see this?
All the other roots of the original batch are gone, leaving the savage batch in us.
So there could be more of us out there.
Potentially. We don't know.
I have a question. This is going to sound very strange. Have any of you given any sort of a blood sample before 4 days ago that would be stored somewhere?
If we had, the power was off for many days.
I know.
Freezers, refrigerators would have been down. Samples would be ruined.
Maybe, maybe not.
But if you need genetic markers, you can get it from hair, right? I got a hairbrush in my house. I've seen CSI.
Well, she starts to look. She starts to look really excited. She says,
"Did you say you watch CSI?"
Yeah, I did.
She says,
"I had my physical 2 days before this all happened."
Here's why.
It's like this.
If we. You have to make some kind of horrible pun.
There's been a murder.
I want to do this.
I've got a brush. It might get us out of this hairy situation. And then the hoot comes on.
John, I want to do this.
You're not a superhero.
I want to be able to do that.
She says, the reason I'm asking is because if we could get a sample from before the day when this all happened, we could answer a question, a very important question, and that is, were we always this way, or did it happen when everything else happened?
Okay, let's go, I guess you and I, and go...
I had my physical 2 days prior to this event.
Not around here.
Did they take any samples?
They took a sample.
Did we make it to LA in time?
Yeah.
And you're...
Do you have a jet?
You know.
Yeah, I can't fly it.
I do. Can you fly it?
But the odds of the sample still being there, they may have sent it off.
The hair follicle is a better idea, I think.
Land, though.
Well, we can.
That would definitely.
Well, we were going to
last longer than any blood or urine.
The keys to your apartment.
I need the keys to my apartment.
I'll go get a sample out of a hairbrush at your place. We'll go ahead.
Why don't you all go, and I'll stay here with Dr. Bob.
That'll work.
If they get into trouble, they're going to need some medical help, maybe.
What kind of vehicle?
What time of day is it?
Well, I need some real clothes. We need to stop by the police station so I can
get nighttime.
I got to pick up some.
When did you guys?
It was getting dark.
It was getting dark, so it's about sunset.
Well, that's fine.
We got to pick up some magnets, too.
What? We've got. Can I have a pistol, please?
Usually.
No, Joey, I'm not going to shoot you. I'm going to put you in jail. I'm not
going to. In his white lab coat.
Yeah, you're a doctor, damn it, not a cop.
Wait a minute.
Man, I am a cop. No, we're on the same thing together. Don't you get it? Can't you build a little trust?
I've just done some pretty bad things to you. I don't want you to get back at me.
What have you done to me?
Chris Sorensen looks at you kind of quizzically. Hey, Joey, what have you done to it?
You strapped me to a gurney because you thought I was going to eat your brains? Okay, I probably would have done the same to you. I probably had you chained, but I would have done the same thing.
Well, Mr. Phillips, better.
He can't see the boot-shaped bruise.
Yeah, so if I look at a mirror and go, hey, what does that say?
Like
Doc Martin?
Looks like a size 15.
It's a size 15 Doc Martin. What the hell? I mean, the handcuffs I think was a little much. Looks like I had a razor convention on my wrist. But, you know.
Those are bandaged.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I got the white bandages on both wrists like I had a razor convention. So, I'd like to get some more tactical than this. I mean, you're saying there's crazy eating, brain eating zombies out there?
I can show you one.
We got one.
What?
We got one.
You have one.
We named him Fluffy. His name's Tickles.
It's only ticking downstairs so you can see what we're up against.
You can meet Mr. Tickles.
Can I have a clip?
Please?
You said a gun.
I specify.
Mean, like
there's one round. No. Just in case you need
it. 95.
Put it in your pocket.
Yeah. Maybe a couple clips? Thank you.
Just slide.
Put it in the lab coat.
By the way, he is like completely decked.
I know, I remember.
He's got weapons all over him.
Yeah, I know, he's got
to be.
That's where I want to go.
I got body armor.
Yeah, I want
to use taking downstairs to the closet.
Even the doctor wearing like medium pants.
I need you to stand. It's hard to see. Get right next to this window.
This is gonna be fun.
I kid you not. You can barely see it.
I have armor
right next to that window.
Yeah, you have armor.
I have armor.
You have body armor.
I'm probably not wearing it at the moment, but there's armor laying in the.
So you're
against the wall.
I get him.
He shines a light into this thing like, ah!
Oh, shit!
What's that? Jumping its clawing at the glass.
What is that?
That was you a couple hours ago.
It looks like
a
50-year-old businessman in remnants of a suit. He's got really red, runny, watery eyes.
Give me your flashlight.
Oh, man.
You see?
Hey, there's not a German shepherd. There's not a German shepherd running around here.
Spits flying everywhere. He's baring his teeth and snarling.
That's your brother.
No.
It's not water on the
head. That's
your daddy.
Red water eye.
I was acting like that?
Well, we didn't give you the opportunity to jump around and snarl.
Just in case you were going to
act like that?
I kicked him in the head with my
dick.
Actually,
I never said anything.
Actually, you just kind of went, whoa.
You were foaming, and you were gibbering, and we put
what was I saying?
Jibber ibber ibber.
Jibber ibber ibber.
I think it's orcish.
Did anybody record it?
No,
I did.
He did record it.
I put on my phone and go click, and he starts playing what you're talking.
What you're saying?
Did you say he understands it?
Yes, he does.
What's get a puzzled look on my face?
Again? Yeah, that's what you looked like before.
No,
he's not pulling his mouth this time.
You were scared of
it. It wouldn't be the boot this time.
Oh, told you were talking gibberish.
It's not gibberish.
What?
Okay.
Is it Yiddish? What is it?
Well, it's not right.
I need to go down to the police station. Do we have a vehicle here?
I just so happen to have a big yellow
wheel.
Do you understand this?
You had a big four-wheel drive, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's one of those. I feel sorry for your small penis drugs.
What do you hear? I'll play it again.
What do I hear? What does it say? Do you want to? You know what it's saying. Do you want to tell them?
Yeah, I'll tell them what I hear on the tape. What I hear what they're saying.
Okay, what you hear this person saying is, look out, the cat's coming.
It says, look out, the cat's coming. But I understand what that's saying.
The cat.
That's what it's saying.
The cat's coming.
What does that mean?
Where's the dog?
No, I'm not talking about a cat. I'm talking about your house cat. I'll explain.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, there's tigers and lions running around out there because Tony's character let them loose.
Actually,
and... Well, you don't know that yet, but I'm just telling you.
Yeah, well, no, it's okay.
They saw one chasing a Rottweiler.
And it's like couches and stuff against one doorway for some reason.
I need to get some BDUs, some body armor, get a couple shotguns,
first,
a couple knives.
I want to know what it said.
Watch
what
out!
I
told you.
What does that mean?
Sounds like a hunting party was being attacked by a cat. I'll explain more when I get a little more coffee in me. Because it doesn't make total
hunting
sense to me.
Party. Hunting party.
So what?
Attacked by
hey, you
a
like
cat.
That? Do you like that, Jeff?
Exactly what I was saying.
Hunting party.
Yeah, because I kind of have a memory of we were hunting down some. Yeah.
Hunting down what?
Well, they kind of look like a pretty large yak. Hair comes all the way down.
Dude.
How were you?
You're washing some weird shit.
How were you dressed?
I wasn't.
What were you carrying?
Spear. Atlas. Atla. Why I know that, I don't know.
Is that...
And I've seen that, too.
So you haven't...
They don't have a picture of it. You'll have to tell them what you saw.
I said I see that the polyhedron. The glowing polyhedron in the gym looking...
There you go, glowing polyhedron. That's a good thing to call it.
Glowing polyhedron. Where did you see the glowing polyhedron? You said you saw it before.
Followed me around the whole time I was out.
Followed you around?
But I wasn't here. But I was. I'd see you guys, and I couldn't understand what you were saying. Like I said, I need some BDUs.
Was it following you? Was it following you in this prehistoric time?
I think so. It's kind of crossed over, but I think that's where it was at.
So you somehow jump through time while you're knocked out?
I don't think he didn't physically jump through time.
But he's downstairs now, right?
Some, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's
some sort
come
of
on, Joey.
Some sort of regressed.
Let's go. I gotta get some different clothes. I can't go do this.
Did we scan her blood?
Mm-hmm.
It was the same as us.
Dr. Delacroix took her sample.
And it was the same.
Yes.
I don't like her.
Now you're gonna kill her.
There's something about her I don't like.
You should keep not liking him. He's the one with the weird shit going on.
Yeah, but he's the same. I didn't know she was the same.
She's the same.
You're okay. Right.
Okay.
So can you talk this? Can you speak this?
No.
You try, it's like your throat's not shaped exactly right. To really get those sounds out.
Yeah, there's no way.
Was it guttural?
Clicking and guttural, probably.
I mean, it's like you could do it, but it's almost like you forgot how to make yourself make those noises.
Well, everybody in the trunk!
Okay, where did you live on? What street did you live on? You lived over on by Barnes, didn't you? You live down in Clayton.
Didn't you live down, like in a loft or something downtown?
Yeah. Downtown in a loft?
Yes.
No.
We call it
some South City.
I lived inside. I lived up Marshall.
You know why?
Marshall and Graham.
I know you lived in like a studio.
Yeah. No. He lived in Soulard.
Yeah, like a studio apartment.
We could listen to the first episode and find out.
But I think it was Soulard. And then you were up by Boeing, and you were in East St. Louis.
North St. Louis.
That's right.
Yeah. I really don't need to build a home. I'm good to go. I don't really have a home.
Let's stop at Home Depot. Okay.
I'm serious.
We're going to stop by the police station. I'm going to get some BDUs.
He has a great big 4x4 outside.
Okay. Got to cut all your sleeves out of your shirts. Anyway.
I'm wearing a white beater.
Okay. Seemed to be a cop beater.
I did that once.
So, what does the armor do for me?
Here you go. I have this for you.
Here, I got it.
You got extra?
No, but I don't need mine right now.
There was a movie years ago.
You get that?
That's the police gear sheet. When they raided the police HQ, they could pick whatever they wanted.
And legend?
No.
Okay.
Altered States.
I'm just going to keep it.
That's what I did. I didn't write it down. I just
cut him right. If you don't want to, just...
Okay, I don't see how many I've got.
In that movie,
you could pick
did an experiment where he went into an isolation chamber.
But you have...
Water.
What is it?
Secluded him from
a
all sound.
A certain mass that you can carry before
and
you are...
Right.
He...
Which I don't know what yours is.
You take two of those.
There's his subconscious went back in time.
He's giving you armor, right?
And eventually, his physical...
It's whatever he's going to get from the police station.
Like caveman type.
You're not there yet. You can pick out what you want, but...
Yeah.
But you're not there yet.
I was describing the Dunstan, the movie Altered States.
You have like a blind movie?
Let's see.
Was that was quite good.
Stuff blow up in it?
Stuff blow up in it? Well, you got a caveman running around.
Let's see. I had the McMullen. Okay. I had the HK. I had pretty much everything except for the... So we're done. Rap music all the way.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Dre's playing.
You get in the truck and drive. The city is completely dark, of course.
This is Kid Rock, so crossover. Come on.
Well, it's a black guy, most limited.
If you're going downtown, you'll eventually get to a point where you'll have to walk. Because of
yes.
cars.
Yes.
Yeah. Why are we going downtown?
To the police station
downtown?
Going to the police station.
You're going to the police station.
Can you get to the
you could station? Actually go to any police station.
That's fine.
You wouldn't have to go downtown.
Right. We'd go to a police station.
Nobody there.
So right.
You could break into any one of them you wanted.
Exactly.
Get stuff.
That's where we're going.
Okay. You don't want to go downtown. While you're driving before you get there, you get a piercing pain in your head, Officer Lynch. And you all see him kind of double over just a couple seconds, and then it goes away, but you hear something in your head while you're having that pain in a perfectly clear English voice. It doesn't sound like it's talking to you. It almost sounds like you're overhearing this.
So it's Queen's English? Or
it says...
Big truck in downtown. Get on, boys, get on.
Are you alright?
This is about, you know, you've gone about a mile from Slough.
We need to go back and get the doctor.
I'm here.
No, the other doctor.
Why?
Something bad's about to happen. Don't ask me why I know.
Sure. Turn around.
Alright. Did you go faster than this? Come on, here.
Jump out, run inside.
A bunch of Lamborghinis.
Okay.
Wow, that was a quick trip, wasn't it?
She's in the lab with Dr. Bob.
Bob. Professor, come on.
What?
Just come with me. Don't ask questions. Something bad is about to happen. I don't know what, but I just... Something weird's going on with me. Mm-hmm. So, just get in it. Come on. We gotta all go.
Something weird's going on with you.
I'm hearing voices.
Should we cut him out?
There's a couple other things I'll explain on the way.
You're not...
You're hearing voices.
Yeah, I think that whoever came to take the planet or whatever is they're sending up drones or something. They're coming after us.
About this time, you guys hear a really, really odd noise. It sounds like boom, but it sounds really far away. Almost like.
Something landing?
No. Almost like, you ever see those big fireworks that just shoot straight up in the air and they just go boom, and they just blow up in one big blast?
Mm-hmm. Like
that's like what you're
doing. M-80s?
What direction is this?
To the east of you.
Look more that way.
Okay, you look that way. Actually, more to the south, maybe.
Southeast.
What are you looking at?
You're looking towards Clayton, and you see this huge fireball in the sky.
Is there a mushroom cloud attached to the fireball?
Yeah, but it's not like a nuclear blast, but it's like a really, really big blast.
It's like a small roll.
Wow!
So we run inside.
No!
You know, and it actually, when it goes, it kind of rattles the windows in the building.
It's time to go, Doctor.
Where are we going to go?
It's southeast. We're going northwest.
Yeah, it's towards Clayton.
Yeah, so we're going to stay southwest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, southwest.
We're going to grab my stuff.
Where you guys just came from?
They came from. They were the Esquire.
Yep.
Really?
Then you hear another boom up to the north.
Are they coming with me?
You see this other fireball.
Opposite direction, I guess, from...
Yeah. Yeah. A few seconds later, there's another one in another part of the city.
Is it hitting all four corners?
Corners of what?
Is it like boom, no. boom, boom?
They just seem to be random.
I think I'm
going to go.
Yeah,
we'll leave without
them. Where are we going?
I'm coming down the steps. I've got the two doctors with me.
Did you get my...
Give me that McMillan.
Wait. Where are we going?
I don't know, but away from here. They're coming after us.
There's some random explosions around the city.
I hear you say that.
Unexplained.
The car is rolling now.
There's a couple things. He's insisting that you go with us, but there's a couple things that we could... I'll explain a little bit what I know on the way. Where are we going?
Okay, where are we going?
Well, I've got to get more... stuff because something's coming.
Yeah, take my gun.
Why don't we get out of the city?
Yeah,
we can't get out of the city. We'll never find out what's going on.
Well, I don't think if we stay in the city, we're not going to find out what's going on because, boom, you see that? I'll be one of those for you.
Jesus, go ahead. I'm not leaving.
How about we go see what it is?
She goes back in the building. I can't leave. I have to find out what's going on.
Hey, she's dead. Let's go.
Huh? Bob stayed with her.
Poor Bob.
Bob, the builder's gonna die.
What's gonna happen?
Is it going to do us any good of leaving this particular building compared to leaving the rest of the city? Because we've got explosions all around us.
More whoops.
Obviously, what? There's something all over the place.
What do you know? What's going on?
What? I just heard a message in my head.
It said?
Doc, you want to hear this? We haven't left yet.
Dispatch combat drones to all anomaly sites. Destroy all targets.
What's in
that? I don't think that's an explosion.
That would be us.
I don't think that's an explosion. I think that's a landing party.
If we can get close to one, we could maybe rewire it.
If it's a...
I don't want to be anywhere near one.
So where are you going?
This would be interesting. I want to get some more weapons!
Well, I'm all about the weapons. Let's do it.
We get your weapons. So where are you going?
Right, go to the
there, army police station. All right, when it comes down to it, we need to find out what's going on a... Why genetic level.
A army reserve base.
How about a National Guard? How about the Air National Guard right there at Lambert?
Air National Guard?
Get an F-18! Hey, Professor. Get that 20mm Vulcan cannon or metal in the back of this truck.
We can go to Belleville. At least there's an army unit there.
Yeah.
Scott Air Force Base.
There's a National Guard unit there in St. Louis, too, someplace. In
where guns. Is the closest place to get guns?
There's got to be a tank somewhere.
That I know of.
There'd be a police station here somewhere.
That's where I'm heading.
Okay.
Cool. And actually, Scott Air Force Base is defensible in the point that they do have some bunkers.
Okay. So I'll get suited up with my staff.
I didn't know that.
That's the
whole I don't know that.
My character. Got my BDUs on, I got combat boots, ball cap, couple Mossbergs.
Mm-hmm. A couple of Mossbergs.
No, I'm looking for magnets.
No, I'm carrying the.
There's some food on the fridge.
The MP5.
Are still going on. We need one every minute or so.
We need to drive towards one of those.
I'm counting.
Drive towards one of those?
Mm-hmm. I'm counting.
Why?
We need to find out what they are.
The fireball in the sky. They ain't good.
Hey,
I understand.
More of them are concentrated towards the downtown area, you do notice.
Going downtown is not
smart. Let's find one out of
towards my house.
He said George.
You said something that against what he had, he has his vision. They're destroying
anomalies. It would be us.
The people like us. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that did not turn.
You never saw anybody.
Well, we never see anybody, but they're destroying something.
Well,
unless they're
that doesn't mean they're. It doesn't mean they're. Well, yeah.
If we're the only.
Is there any connecting pieces like that at all? Are we seeing in land where we know we've been?
You know, you were in Clayton.
Bye, Doc.
That's not far off.
So you're here. Okay, are you still seeing that?
No. I had when I was out, I was having these weird dreams that I was with a group of. Well, it's a bit they're not
prehistoric.
Yeah, we were hairy and
yeah, I got that.
Yeah, and we were hunting, and there was some of it was fun, and then these things showed up.
The polyhedrons, the glowing polyhedrons.
Yeah, you saw multiples
right before I woke up and realized that somebody had handcuffed me to a gurney. So who did handcuff me to a gurney?
That doesn't matter.
I'll give you two guesses. The first you don't count.
Come on. Was that you, Joe? Anyway.
Any ill that has been done to you has probably been my fault.
Okay.
I'm guessing we're kind of like standing by the truck having this discussion.
No, we're in the truck talking. Right. He's driving towards
Clayton. I never heard that we actually left. Sorry.
He's driving towards Clayton, the one that went down.
Well, so going.
Or you guys are in the police station and I'm driving towards Clayton.
Did we see we haven't seen the arch collapse yet, right? Because we were there a lot.
No.
So I mean, the visions that I mean, then I would come and I could see you guys. I'd come to, but I couldn't understand what you were talking. But I could understand. It was kind of like listening to that tape that he had.
Speaking of which, Dr. Pick, listen to this.
Huh? Who?
Play it. Put it out and play it.
Who you having it played for?
The doctor.
She's not with us.
She can go with you.
Her and Bob stayed at the
lab. Did you drag her in?
No, we could have, but we didn't. rape him. I'm surprised.
I didn't care if she would die or not.
Right. Her choice.
I'm not gonna lie.
It's her choice. It's freedom of choice.
I'm kind of like you, the wolf to take her.
So yeah.
So anyway, you were trying to say. You said right before you woke up.
Yeah, right before I woke up, I can. What did you guys see on the? Did you guys look at the video for what happened that night?
Yes.
What did you see?
Saw a glowing polyhedron down by the arch base. Many, many people
standing around it.
Standing around it.
All of a sudden, they weren't there.
Correct. And we personally seen all the cars. There was a radioactive signature Dunstan found for a short period of time.
This has either been done here or someplace else. I don't know if I was seeing something that like it already happened, or I was part of that, and it was on this planet, on the Earth that we know of, or if it was someplace else. And these things go from planet to planet doing what they're doing, or if they've come back to here and done it several times, they don't know the difference there. But we're all different. We already know that.
You're talking about aliens?
I'm talking about something else. What do you want to call them?
So the ancient...
You can call them the underground people that put out glowing, shiny polyhedrons and make people disappear. I can call them when they come from space. But those things are coming from outer space, aren't they? Thump. So I don't know if they're aliens or what, but I want to go down to Clayton and see what they're dropping.
We do. So the ancient...
So get close. Right? Then you and I are going to go on a little recon. And hope the hell that these things can get punctured by an MP5.
What are these things?
No. You're going to shoot something unlikely.
I don't want to be in the damn city myself.
Well, me neither, but...
Go find a 50 cal close.
I said we'd go to the International Guard, strip out a 20 mil.
I don't have a Humvee. I got a big 4x4 truck with tires that are standing that tall.
So where are you going, Clayton?
Yeah.
Okay. You pull into Clayton, you notice that.
Everything's gone.
There's a big smoldering, gigantic hole where the Esquire Theater used to be. Just a huge crater.
Centered around smoking, where it
burning
was.
Crater. Right where the theater was.
It's not after us.
We were here.
But what was in here with you?
Just more of
the whole nest of the crazy people.
Whole nest of the crazy people. And did you lock them inside, let me guess?
Nope. Actually, we left the doors wide open.
Yeah, there would have been a big truck-sized hole in the doorway.
Okay, I'm going to walk up there.
Are you, so you're going to stop?
Speaking of which, why in the hell are you driving?
Oh, wait, there's a giant crater. Unless I'm going to drive into it, I think I'm going to stop.
Yeah, you're a really good driver, aren't you?
I'm a better driver than he is.
That's never coming out, though.
No, I'm gonna. Well, it did on the way out from the Esquire Theater.
It did, yes.
That was
you're gonna stop.
Bail out.
Okay.
So any marker?
I'm gonna come up behind.
Actually, seriously, because you got
so it's pretty well isolated right at the Esquire.
Okay. I'll describe it in detail.
Big, small.
There is a giant, 300 meter diameter crater.
Oh shit!
Centered where the Esquire Theater used to be.
So the gas station's gone. The Bread Company, all that's gone.
Any of the buildings that were surrounding
almost
it?
Almost all up to St. I don't know, St. Mary's would be gone, too.
Have been blown flat for another 100 yards. Everything outside of that is on fire.
Joey, you man the guns. Let me drive.
I'm listening to the devastation.
That's what you see. You're 400 yards away from the center, and you're in amongst burning buildings and trees.
I don't have my radiation detector. What's my backpack?
What's in the backpack? See if you
have a lock
prepared.
It could be. Yeah, why not?
Pull it out.
Actually, don't you have that prepared roll thing, whatever skill?
You're not picking up any excessive amounts of radiation.
I think he does.
No radiation?
Oh shit! That much of devastation with no radiation?
Yeah, you're not sure what could have done that, except like several tons of TNT. Yeah.
Or a meteor. Could have been a large projectile.
I'm completely lost at words. Like, I don't even know what to do. But
could have been a very small meteor.
Dunstan, what do you...
That's not possible.
Did you scoot over?
I didn't wait to drive.
All right. I'm driving to the next known site.
It's a really clean strike, right?
Yeah.
That's very precise.
Yeah, where was the last time we saw creatures?
Yes.
Besides here.
Yeah.
I killed four of them.
Doesn't look like they are. Clad with animals and...
It was centered right on the theater.
I'm going towards the arch. Basically, I'm trying to remember places that we've seen us or the savage, the savage bunch.
I know where there's one.
Stop masturbating.
Oh, sorry. But it makes me feel good.
It makes you feel good.
Yeah. It does when you masturbate.
You want to drive to the arch?
Yeah. Towards that direction. I'm basically, I'm places we've been.
Get back in? Because he jumped out. I know.
Yeah, I jumped out, but I'll... Are you leaving without me?
Did I know you jumped out?
Yeah.
Then I would.
I would think so. The door came open. I got out, shut the door. I'm looking around. He's okay. Radiation.
Well, the only place that you know for sure that you've been is several places downtown in the Arch.
Went to the hospital.
You went to the hospital. The hospital's fine.
Nothing.
Hasn't been destroyed, although a couple of places around it have been.
How about the base of the Arch?
Well, you get... Okay, the city's completely dark. So where you used to be able to see it from the highway and stuff, you couldn't see it now.
Unless you get night vision goggles or something.
They're not on the list.
Yeah.
I can throw a flashbang.
No, please don't.
You throw it that far. So
he can.
You're going to have to stop, park, and walk the rest of the way.
Right. Which is fine. I'm
well, then, unless it's a glowing...
I was sure
still burning.
Does it look like there's any glowing?
Does it look like does it look like weenie roast up there?
Actually, yeah, that's true. There are fires all over the city now.
The city's on fire.
Places that have gotten the savage.
Is that what we're thinking? That they're not really after us. They're after all the ones that have been infected.
We're probably next.
What did they say to us?
They're destroying
your biology.
I'm guessing.
Conform. And what they said?
The savaged.
Yeah.
Changed humans.
Yeah, but there's we don't conform.
That's what we're thinking. We don't know for sure. That's what we're thinking.
If we don't conform as well, then...
All the ones that disappeared in the first bunch conformed. Then there was the savage change bunch. And then there's us.
We are the...
There's more...
Minority.
All of the majority...
Dun-dun-dun.
Teleported to Mothership. All the savage...
And are being eaten right now.
The savage changed humans are eating themselves or whatever. Or we know they're being hit right now. And that leaves us and the doctor.
And the one in the basement.
Oh. Get in the truck.
That's why I wanted her to go with me. But oh no, nobody wanted to go with me. What's the dumb cop?
You hear? I'm not are you getting in the truck?
Yeah, I'll get in the truck. Doing the whole scanning, looking around, making sure there's nobody following us in.
Okay, you were headed downtown.
Uh huh.
Now you're turning around.
No,
we're going back to the hospital.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's his call.
Basically, I've discovered what I think I've discovered.
This is a sandbox game. John's like, okay, no.
Right. Well.
He keeps moving the encounter.
Okay. Right. On the way, I swing by my apartment to get the hair.
Wow. Glad we came up with a plan and ran down the hill.
I've
been a part of this now.
So it's been about an hour or so.
Yeah.
Okay. The scene switches to about an hour before. We see your truck driving away from the St. Louis University lab.
Mm-hmm.
We see Dr. Sorensen and Dr. Bob go inside. Dr. Bob says, you know, I'm going to go out and take a look around and see what if any of those predators I released are hunting anywhere nearby, just to be safe. Before you go, I want to stick you in the CAT scan machine. So you see him go into the lab, and she rigs him up and gets him through the CAT scan.
She's like, she's a big cat at him.
They get done. Dr. Bob takes his trusty tranquilizer rifle and heads out into the night. Dr. Sorensen is sitting at a computer. She is typing in information as she reads the brain scan from Dr. Bob, writes some things on a piece of paper. She's sitting there. You see this human-shaped shadow loom over her. She gets up with her cup of coffee, turns around to get some more. You see the coffee cup hit the floor and it shatters. We'll switch back to you guys. You pull up at the lab.
Sweet.
slam it in the park.
Go downstairs and kill the guy. Run inside.
My pleasure.
I'm going with him.
Heading to the left.
Going up to the lady.
All right, you run downstairs.
He's
hollering.
Doctor!
Where the door used to be, there's this gigantic 5 foot in diameter smoking hole.
Where the creature was?
The creature was.
The creature exploded.
I'm done there. Or the somebody end. Shut the door through.
Where did you go? And where did you go?
I ran in. I'm going upstairs.
We're going to the doctor.
That's the first thing I walk in and I go, yeah. The creature exploded? That's no. How they...
There's nothing laying outside. There's no debris outside.
Oh, it's through...
The contents of the room...
Are you downstairs?
Look, have been vaporized.
I'm hollering, Doctor!
What's her name?
So there's a big hole in the room.
And it's been blown inward.
Inward.
Did they finish my weapon? look at my electric gun, Don. I guess I need my electric gun.
Upstairs.
Yeah.
The lights are on. Nobody. You see a broken coffee mug.
Tactical. Very tactical coming through here.
Okay.
Looking for everything.
I'm not.
There's a workstation. A workstation that's on and running.
Okay.
A yellow notepad with a pencil.
I'll look at it.
A chair that's turned over, and on the floor is a broken coffee mug shattered everywhere with its contents splattered, which wasn't much because she was getting another cup. You don't know that. That was in a cutscene. But...
A dribble of coffee.
Start running around.
She was getting another cup of coffee.
Nobody. No Dr. Bob, no Dr. Okay. Jackson.
She had an idea, and she was getting another cup
of
coffee.
This with that stuff.
Sorensen.
No, I'm hollering after Sorensen. And I'm running all over the place.
Oh, you see
someone that falls at the door?
Fluffy orange teddy cat. No.
We all start like, what? I'm coming up the stairs.
I don't
catch
mice, but I don't want to. I'm looking at the computer.
Why don't you stay with me? Let's find Dr. Sorensen.
We're in the
you
room.
You have the gun.
I'm. Yeah, I do.
Don't you have a gun?
No.
Oh.
He's anti-gun.
I have a gun. Just, I'm looking at the workstation.
I started picking one up. Because it was tempting.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Did you spend some points on some gun skills?
No, I didn't.
He did.
Okay.
No, I did.
Yeah.
But I don't have a gun.
Here, you want one?
I thought really hard about how to use one, and now I know how, even though I've never picked one up.
I don't know why I did.
Anyway.
Okay. You see the same scene. These guys are looking around.
Look back in there where I took the shower and all that.
Okay.
Look all around for it. Look for any kind of drag marks on the floor.
I think we destroyed that. It has to be you.
No big holes.
No
here.
Bob. No Bob
no
either.
No Bob. No holes.
It's close.
I'm hollering down the steps. Dr. Sorensen and Dr. Bob are gone!
They're right behind you.
I don't know who you're talking to.
It's got to be close.
What's that? You got to tell me.
I'm going upstairs.
I heard him.
It's got to be close.
I'm too busy running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
It's what?
It eliminated what's downstairs. It's got to be close.
It eliminated it. It shot through the door.
Late.
It didn't shoot the doctor. Damn it. We find the doctor. We'll find whatever did it.
Everything downstairs is vaporized.
What do you mean vaporized?
Not there.
Like a big gaping hole. You know, like in the big crater?
Yeah.
Miniaturized.
And then a wall.
And then a wall.
There's like a big round hobbit door there now.
No so door. I guess that one conforms now.
No, they're destroying the savage ones. They're collecting us.
Got that.
Talking about the... Never mind.
Yeah, but
So they did a precision strike into the building.
You don't know what they did.
That's what it looks like, doesn't it?
I was expecting the lab to not be here.
Well, isn't it nice when you get something other than what you expected?
It is.
Yeah.
Where's Dr. Sorensen?
It's not like
me to know and you to find out.
Well, no, where's Dr. Bob?
That too.
He's taking pictures of the kids. Ball game. I'm trying to keep him away from you.
Okay.
Please play along.
I'm trying to move the plot along and you're not helping.
Okay.
It's better just the bubble.
You guys are doing good.
It's better just the bubble going.
Hi, Bob.
So there's no...
Bob and Bob.
Okay, I walk in, I see...
Broken coffee.
broken coffee.
Computer terminal. No,
she was there.
Paper.
Is, still hot? Is there
turned over coffee cup?
A lot of coffee in there, or she? Because she was
not much coffee.
Not much coffee.
Coffee's still hot. I'm touching it. It's still hot.
It's warm.
Could have been wrong. In the coffee, are there any slide marks? Anything that would have pushed the coffee away from where it went? Nope.
Any blood?
Nope.
Any hair?
No.
Chair sitting.
Any upright. Fell over.
Fell over.
Any alien residue?
Residue?
Yeah, alien residue.
Ectoplasm.
Ectoplasm anywhere?
Other than the chair we knocked over.
Any other than any goo? Ectoplasm disappears.
What's on the screen?
The results of a brain scan.
I'm going to read it.
Okay, it's got...
Can you read a brain scan? Well, you're a genius.
She was typing the notes, so you can read it.
It's got Dr. Bob's name on it at the top, and it's various, you know, slices of his brain that she's looking through.
She slices his brain.
I see why he has animal magnets.
Take this picture.
Take
this picture.
And she's got some notes in there about everything appears to be normal.
Erratic or
nothing out of the ordinary. It seems to be a normal brain. And she's setting up some different places to do some notes on each one of your brain scans.
That's so much.
You got another guy who can do brain scans.
Exactly.
Not that it's really much of a need.
Okay.
Anything written on her pad?
Watch out! He's behind me.
She's got some notes. Not really about the brain scan. It's almost like on this pad, she was keeping her notes about the whole thing.
Good, I need those because I can't keep track.
Right, and mainly she's just writing on there that she's
cursing Joey a lot.
She's very anxious to get the rest of the brain scans done, especially Officer Lynch, since she's very curious about his Neanderthal comment that he made when he.
Me too.
She doesn't him in know the brain scan. What that was about. You guys know, but.
He told me to shove you in the brain scanner, so I didn't think
let's, what are we, where are they? That's the thing. Something came in here, got the thing downstairs, grabbed her, hauled her out of here.
And maybe Dr. Bob, too.
Yeah, Dr. Bob could be involved, because how well do you know that him?
He's one of the predators, too.
Exactly.
You let the kitty cats out.
That's the cats.
That's it. It's all Dr. Bob's fault.
Yep.
Well, I mean, it could be. Did he let the gorillas out, too?
Yep. He went back and went back.
No. No, I don't think he'd let the apes out. He was waiting on them.
Well, that's good. All he needs is a 600-pound gorilla runner.
There it is!
Already got one.
It's 800-pound tigers and stuff I'm worried about.
Yeah, you know.
We can drive faster than them. I just don't want to hit me.
Yeah, I pick up the turf and throw it at you.
Are we close to the brain scan machine?
No. It's down the hall in another room.
How long have you been
on? I go outside and look around outside.
Not too long.
You got 1 minute? Or not?
How long would it take you to do a brain scan?
30 minutes.
They're unprotected.
Not long, but we need to find Dr. Sorensen.
She's gone.
I'm going to step outside.
Okay. He's our only.
In the hall?
Yeah.
Yep.
Go back down the steps.
Okay.
According to her notes, he's...
Go down and look at the rooms they looked at. I'm by myself, by the way.
I don't hear what they're saying.
But we got to find Dr. Sorensen.
Have we seen one of those things yet? It was able to come in here, destroy that, and then take her away. What makes you think we can take her back?
They have the emissaries. They're
There's no way we can take her back.
They just came into a locked building. She said it was. It is important to get his scan. Yes. Get him scanned. All right.
Okay, switching back to you. You're going downstairs.
Going downstairs. Look at the hole.
Yeah.
Look at all around. See if there's any other tracks or anything out of the ordinary, other than shoe prints. Or if it's no.
It floated down there.
Go back up the steps. Go out onto the street.
Right. Okay. Did.
Yeah.
You meet them coming down the steps.
Come with me.
We have to find the doctor.
We She's do. But running something on you is important.
I need a what?
Well, she's, in her notes, wanted to get a brain scan on you vitally.
Okay. Someone's dropping bombs on
the city.
I think
she had the hops for you, buddy. Just go ahead and stop.
The wolves have stopped.
Not any wolves?
No wolves.
So no more savage humans.
How many do I count?
Come on. I don't know.
I don't have time.
25, maybe?
I want to find her, too. Okay? Get in there now.
Joey.
I'll do the...
When you walk down the hallway.
Uh-huh.
Before you go into the door to the CAT scan room, on the floor, you see a pattern. It's a hexagonal pattern on the floor. Just like the one you saw at the arch ground.
Just a pattern?
It's like it's been... The floor tiles have been discolored. It's about 2 foot hexagon.
One of those things was here.
There's a little robot going...
Just a pattern. Like that was sitting on the
How
ground.
Tall is one of those hexagons?
You saw one at the arch.
Yeah.
How
tall are one of those?
8 foot.
Yeah, we're about 8 foot tall.
What about diameter in the center?
4 foot. 3.5 foot. 4 foot.
Two on each hand, four in the middle.
How did it fit?
That's 8 foot tall ceiling. It would have just fit.
Yeah, when it goes... Blah, 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 blah. And then goes... Blah, 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 blah.
Ken's got it all figured out.
But here's the thing. Here's what I'm thinking. The first one that we've seen on the cameras took everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not everybody, but everybody
assume, at the arch.
We assume whatever it did.
And disappeared.
Whatever it did, they left.
Yeah.
The ones that can form.
This one, we don't know if it is, but it's the same kind of pattern on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Why would it just take her?
Unless it's made up differently than the one before, it shouldn't have affected her or the one downstairs. Unless it is there for the one purpose of
their emissaries came to try to get us to go with them. We refused.
Right.
So maybe they tried a different tactic, not so friendly. It appeared that the savage changed humans have been eradicated around the city.
Explosions, right? We got that.
Big booms.
We figured the whoops.
Okay, so normal humans disappeared. Boom.
Right.
Savage changed humans disappeared. Boom.
Blowed up, sir.
Again, that leaves us. She was one of us.
Right, I understand that.
One of the what?
Extreme minority.
Now we're even an extreme minority.
Yeah, we're, less of us. We're dwindling.
Before too long, it'd just be one of us would be a minority.
It's supposed to be a 3-hour tour.
If you're by yourself, are you a minority? Anyway. I'm a minority of one.
So I'll be the majority now?
Yeah.
You know what? That's right. If the normals are gone, the savages are gone, that leaves us. We're
still a minority.
Yeah, we all turn into superheroes.
You can't catch a break for nothing.
You know?
Kill all these white folks and they'll be all right.
You know what's worse yet?
Kill them all but one.
You know what's worse? You know what's worse yet? There's no women.
There was one.
There was.
We let her slip their fingers.
Well, she was in those childbearing years anyway.
I might go up to the x-ray room.
Have little squids.
Open the door.
Okay.
What's in there?
Stick him in it. You going to put him in scanning?
Well, I was going to, but the hexagon mark on the floor has got me a little bugged.
I'm going to put my hand there. Is it soft? Or does it look like it just got compressed, the tile got compressed, or what?
Can you check to see if that's radioactive?
It's the same low-level radiation like you saw before. At the arch.
All right. Get in the machine.
No, not compressed. Just discolored slightly.
Just discolored?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Scan my brain.
Okay.
Okay.
What was that?
Hold still.
Okay, you get him scanned.
God, I love your sound effects. It's just the most wonderful thing in the world.
You get data. Examine it. You make me a medical roll. Although, this is easy to see, but go ahead.
I rolled a 9.
A 9. Great. Officer Lynch, at the base of his brain, the brain stem, he has what you describe as a very small extra gland. Never seen it before. You don't know what it is or what function it might serve.
An extra gland?
It's
cut that scene.
Dr. Delacroix looks very strange when he looked up from the computers.
Just stay right there.
Let's take another one.
Son is there.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Scan him?
Yeah.
Fine. Normal brain.
Same as Dr. Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Scan him.
Your head starts hurting.
Oh, damn.
I was checking your...
So you don't really hear anything. You hear a bunch of voices in your head. You can't make out what they're saying, but you hear them, and then it stops.
What's wrong with you?
You can almost hear it, but not quite.
I'll take a biopsy.
Okay.
No, shit, you're not.
I'm going to need a very small piece of your brain.
On the gland.
No, you're not going to take my brain.
Just a very small piece.
Biopsy.
Of what?
What's a biopsy?
It's a cut him open.
That's a sample. Tissue.
What's a biopsy?
I'm a parasite.
What, in his coffee or what?
What do you need?
He's going to...
Oh, shit.
He's gonna, here. I whisper.
I need a biopsy of your brain. Have a cup of coffee. That's very subtle.
What are we doing?
He's wanting to take...
Are you a brain surgeon, first of all? What is your specialty? Cardiac peed, right?
Yeah,
brain, cardiac peed, it's all the same.
What do you
he
need?
He knows the sterile technique and all that kind of stuff. At least he knows anatomy.
I'm not cutting you all the way open.
That'd be good with one. He must be pretty steady with the razor. So.
You have a gland that no one else has.
Well, that just makes me special.
At the stem of your neck.
You what?
What do you mean?
I didn't know you had another gland.
Ah,
what, did you smell?
I need something for his headache.
Headache?
Yeah.
I got something for you. Hang on.
Do I have a tumor? Is that what you're saying?
Did you have another headache?
I don't know.
Well, I can make this really easy.
You all see a bright flash of light outside.
Go to the window.
You go to the window. There's a man standing there in a policeman's uniform looking up at the building.
What does he look like?
I'll take care of this.
What is you looking at there?
Yeah.
It's your captain.
Oh. Captain Boyle!
I'm the emissary.
It's not Captain Boyle.
Bam!
What do you want?
Oh, I shot him.
No, I put
okay.
A trap push again.
Boom!
Roll 3d6. Yeah, good job.
Guy push his hand?
9.
Okay, you hit him. He shoots your captain right in the chest. And he
quit shooting at him!
He falls down and he immediately begins to break down like the other emissary did.
But I'm going to run out there.
Okay.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm running out there.
Okay.
I didn't see the other emissaries.
Okay, you run out there. There are several more flashes of light.
Uh-huh.
And there are these forms standing on the parking lot.
Okay.
They are...
Well, I should have shot it.
Humanoid in shape.
Uh-huh.
They appear to be flesh... Flesh-colored.
Uh-huh.
Completely nude...
Okay.
Go flamethrower.
Imagine a living Ken doll with no hair and no face. It's like they're made out of skin, flesh, but there's no nipples, there's no sex organs, there's no eyes,
right?
There's no mouth.
Just kind of like
wings and franks.
Yeah. And you run out, and they all raise up their arms like this,
mm-hmm.
And you see in their forearm, it's like there's a tube underneath the arm.
That's not even.
And
good.
There's a black aperture right above.
Get out! Run!
Let me draw this out.
I'm going to jump behind the truck.
Well, I said, no, you're not. Hey, you should have listened.
I just want to clarify. If Lynch dies, this would be the second time Scott wanted to go out to the enemies.
Right. I want to parlay.
I call parlay.
Actually, it's more than twice.
But you know what? You all enjoy it, so just shut up.
It's just funny.
You're the one with the gland. You need to be in here.
Red shirt.
Right.
I'm going to run to where my...
here are the front doors.
He used to hit... We were playing Warhammer for a long time, which is an awesome game.
Nice sidewalk.
His wizard would, like, get out in the front, just like, come here.
I was Osric.
Osric the...
Red.
Bloody red.
Exactly.
He died.
Red shirt.
Or almost died lots of times.
Almost died lots of times, but I always had the mole.
Red shirticus?
Red shirticus, right.
No, you had Hieronymus next to you is what you had.
Well, I know I had the mole, and then I had Hieronymus. Okay. Well, but Hieronymus got lots of glory from that, didn't you?
There's the building.
I would like to play Hieronymus again. That was
sidewalk.
Awesome.
Some shrubs.
Shrubbery. That's what they're here for. They want a shrubbery.
They can have all the shrubbery they want.
We want a nice new
herb.
I'm glad you're finally drawing this. I was really concerned what this looked like.
It's definitely what I thought about.
It doesn't look like I imagined.
But it looks like I imagined, and that's all that really counts.
Exactly. You got the meat guy.
It's kind of a letdown, though, really.
Trees?
You should put tea on
it. Go find another game to play it. Another game to group. That's the way I see it.
All right, let's get our D&D characters out.
Yeah, who's going to run it, though? That's the problem. What's that, James?
Is that a bus?
Is that another island?
Yep.
Look at there.
A shrubbery.
Oh, shrubbery. It's starting to come a little bit better now, John.
Yeah.
So where's the car at?
Just hang on. I'm not done. Please, let me create.
We like to comment.
I thought you have it drawn already.
Yeah, what? No flipping of the page?
You used to do me now.
Right.
Whose is this?
Well, he didn't know where the hell we were going to end up with this battle.
He was moving it on him.
Like him?
Yeah.
And next time, bring a bigger thing of that. You come with a little bitty witty thing like that to the game. I mean, come on.
Next time, I'll come with
the... There's another curve.
Do you either use the mixed checks with all the different
You're
kinds
running
of...
You're out of ink.
Or you would use just the...
Just checks.
Just the regular corn checks or the wheat checks?
I got a corn checks.
I like corn checks.
Huh?
I like corn.
Yeah, I like it. When you put the sugar on it, it gets trapped inside. I love that. You get that one, you're like, oh, that's sweet.
And you don't put sugar on until blast.
Yeah.
There is the facade of the biology lab, the parking lot. Where do you want the truck? Where do you park the truck?
I'm probably not really in the parking lot.
Right here.
Right there.
Is that where you want?
I'd probably pull in one way or the other way, whichever way the highway's from.
Okay.
Where do you want to park right up front?
So right here. That's the truck. How about that?
So where's the Manamorphs?
It's a nice truck.
Thanks.
That's great.
Wow.
Where's the bumpers at?
Ghost Speed Racer.
Good.
You got a trailer hitch?
I'm glad.
Trailer hitch. With the balls
on
it?
Yeah,
with the...
That big pipe.
You got to put an airfoil on there.
You draw the two little square like circles right here.
Flames on the side.
How about that? There we go.
Big KC lights.
Cut that off. Yeah, a little bit of steam.
I'd draw a rebel flag on it, but you probably wouldn't like that.
Yeah, they wouldn't be digging it.
All right, now we need some minis.
We need some minis.
Oh.
I want the mini that looks like he's hiding behind a bush.
Me.
Hiding behind a bush.
I'm right here.
Upstairs.
I'm going to lock the door.
Well, no, you've got a good shot at all of them.
All
right. You with the gun. I got you.
Yeah.
You got the mini. Wonder how he's doing.
You got the mini.
I told him not to go out there. He is the gland. I need a piece of that gun yet.
I have the, H&K.
The H&K is for me. That's short and sweet. Millen is for...
Dr. Strange is me.
Okay.
Two.
You don't have any ready weapons.
Thank you.
I got a power source.
Look. This is the guys? This is the
one I got.
What does small arms group
do?
You can just shoot without the negatives, right?
Yep. The negative three.
He's not black.
Cars.
No. Are they minions?
There I am.
Good, I like cover.
There we go.
Another car.
That one, they're using it.
Mm-hmm. What are those? Those are wraiths or
a
something.
A little shade darker than me. But...
There's a few cars here.
Probably the bottom.
And Superman comes flying down.
So, we're looking at the front of the building, a parking lot with four cars in it. A great big four-wheel drive truck parked out front.
Where's the guy
and
laying?
And three of these featureless, fleshy...
It's not me. I'm Dr. Strange.
Oh, yeah, you're like
standing out front.
Where'd the guy, like, when he got shot, where'd it end up at?
Right here.
Oh, that's awesome.
This is his big pile of dusty chemicals with steam coming off of him right now.
I was coming out like that then.
So you're right there?
Yep.
Okay.
Whenever all this happened.
Yep. That's where we're at.
Their blood looks like mini polyhedrons, right?
Do what now?
Their blood's like mini polyhedrons. Like a whole bunch of, I mean, they're all like...
No, but when you looked at the dust, when you looked at the dry remains, yeah, it kind of looked like this polyhedron type shape on the microscopic level.
There's a motorcycle out there.
Sure, why not? Okay, Drew just put a motorcycle out.
And I'll be running for that.
You have to actually have the cutouts when you play champions because they can get picked up and thrown a lot.
It's really cool.
On the board.
I'm gonna hit him. He goes over there.
Here. Put him over there. Okay, we got everybody now?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
We gonna look.
Segment 12.
Abomination.
Where we start.
Oh, I gotta go there.
Segment. So go by Dex's.
Yeah.
Mine's
I won't be going.
What's everybody got for Dex?
11.
11.
Mine's a fail.
12.
10.
I'm running over and locking the door.
Okay. My guys go first.
Okay.
And basically that's what they did, is they appeared and point their forearms with these weird-looking... It looks like there's a tubular structure underneath the skin of their forearm.
They have a gun built into their arm.
Kind of.
Maybe.
We
don't know what that is. But
yeah. And these things do not, like I said, they do not look metallic, plastic, none of that. They look organic.
Okay.
It's skin with muscle underneath it.
Okay. Who has an 11?
I have a 12.
I have an 11.
You're next.
You have another sheet with a gun.
You already did your thing, though. You locked your
door. I am running over and locking the door.
He ran over and locked the door.
Great. Go ahead. So are you guys all downstairs or upstairs?
Upstairs. I'm upstairs.
We're all sitting up on top of the window.
Okay.
So they got nice, good targets. Blow a hole in the side of the building.
I gotta find out what range is on that gun that I have on.
Start shooting. When you hit something, you know what the range is.
Let's see.
I was watching these.
Couldn't give you range.
Well, the range modifier is pretty much set for everything.
What is perma?
Okay, so am I able to hit any of them?
If you look on your sheet, is there one on your? Is there a range modifier listed on your sheet?
Perma. AR
cost. Where's that?
Combat maneuvers, right here.
Okay.
The first line is the range in meters, and below it is the minus when your target is at that range, and each one of these hexes is 2 meters.
Perception modifier.
Are you serious?
It could be seen when trying to hide it.
Wow.
So they know, like, holy a plus crap. 5 in 79, and you're going to see it.
What is it?
Yeah. Now, if you do maneuvers like brace and set, brace gives you plus 2 to offset range modifier, and a set gives you plus 1 to your OCV for every round that you actually set. So there are things you can do to modify range penalties. Also, you can take skill levels that offset range. Things like telescopic sights take off of range penalties.
I think that now.
We'll let you know.
Right. So where's range at? So let's see. If I'm standing here in a window,
mm-hmm.
4, 6, 8. That's the max of my range.
Is that R mod?
Do I?
That's a range mod. Mm-hmm.
0 to 8 is a -0. If each one of these squares is 2 meters, mm-hmm. So I got 8 meters that I can shoot.
No, you can shoot.
Well, yeah, farther out with you take penalties. Major penalties.
Right. Things are harder to hit when they're farther away.
Right. So.
Was it your here?
18, so 36. So I have a -6 to hit him.
Yeah.
So are we on the base floor or are we on the...
You guys are upstairs.
How do you make it that out?
But you can brace. That takes off 2.
So fast,
you can aim. That takes off 1 for every round.
Brace is a 0 phase. So I can do that freely?
Yeah.
Okay. He ran all the way down, out brace, the hallway down.
No. Brace is a 0 phase action. It gives you plus 2 to OCV, but your DCV is cut in half.
We don't need DCV.
And it gives you a plus 2 to offset a range penalty. Basically, it means you're just either going with two hands with a pistol, or you're leaning up against something, take a rest.
It's all right. I'm going to brace, so it only gives me a negative four.
Where are you putting your levels?
Huh?
Your OCV. What's your OCV?
My OCV would then be with weapons I have.
You could put it anywhere, so.
Yeah, so let's see. My OCV would have been a six, seven.
How many levels?
So I would have a four OCV right now.
Okay.
And I'm aiming at number three.
Okay, you just taking one shot, or you, what do you...
Are you auto-firing? Well, I would be... it'd be an auto-fire, just three shells at him. Just three round bursts.
Okay. Are you shooting that way?
Huh?
Are you shooting that?
Does anybody have a common cold? Can I make one?
Mm-hmm. You're sure there's one here in the lab someplace.
Okay.
Why did we pick up one of these?
So, first shot.
I'm sure he's
a
did.
Nine.
He's picked up everything.
I don't think he has a mini one.
There it is. What's your OCV?
A four.
That was a hit. Two rounds.
For two rounds.
Yep.
So I do... What do I do now? I forget.
You roll damage for the weapon.
Which is 1d6.
Right. And you just... Whatever the total is, that's the amount of body that it does because it's a killing attack.
Two body.
Okay.
And four stun.
On the stun, it's a 1 to 3, and you multiply it by the body.
Right, so that's a 4.
Okay, so 2 body and 4 stun?
Right.
All right, here's what happens. You check this.
8 stun.
No, time, because it is a 1 to 3.
So which one was that, number 3?
That was number 3.
Okay.
That's one shot.
Okay, one round hits.
Second round?
Yep, second round.
1 body.
Okay.
2 stun.
What happens is you hit this thing full in the chest, and when you do, you see little flecks kind of bounce off, you kind of spray off of it where the bullets hit it. And it doesn't seem to have affected it.
At all?
Not at all.
Okay.
All right, who's next?
Me.
All right. You ready, Wayne?
Huh?
You're 10, right?
I don't know. I'm at 6 and 12.
What's your dex, though? This is a segment 12.
Segment 12.
10, so I'm 11.
Okay. Yeah, you see this thing take 2 rounds in the chest, and you see, you're closer, you see where it hit, the 2 rounds hit it, and these
12 and then 1
flesh-colored particles kind of spray off of it. It doesn't bleed. But it's got like 2 couple-inch diameter holes where the bullets hit it.
Mm-hmm. Yay! They're robots.
Well, finally, we have to kill something. Or attempt it.
Okay, what's my range there? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20. That's 40.
40? That's not 40. You want it here?
20. Times 2, right?
You no, said 40.
It's the number of amount times 2. So if you've got 10 squares, it's 20.
It's 22. 22 meters.
22 meters? Okay. Yeah.
It's minus 4.
It's minus 4.
Minus 4. Sorry. I got a different chart.
Okay. We like our chart better.
Yeah. Your chart better.
Now they got to use your chart.
So you need to figure... yeah. You need to figure out where you're going to put your levels. If you got any.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me what your OCV is with the minus 4.
What is your OCV? My OCV is a 6 with a minus 4.
Six. Really?
Yeah.
You have a 10 OCV?
Excuse me, 4 because I'm taking 5. No, I have a 9 OCV before modifications.
Okay, so you got 5.
Yeah,
5. What are you shooting with? Got a pistol?
I'm going to throw a flashbang.
Throw a flashbang, okay.
It's not very well for us lately.
No, actually, I'm going to shoot that gas tank.
Wow.
What's my OC? Is it going to be harder to do that, you think?
I think we better toss a shrapnel grenade underneath that.
I don't have a shrapnel.
You can't see it unless you lay down.
But it won't be that good.
Can I move? I can move, can't I?
Yeah.
It's a half phase action.
You just have the spark of the igniter, and that's pretty much it. That's it.
Or half your running speed.
And lay down.
White phosphorus. Now, white phosphorus would work. Is there white phosphorus in this place?
That'll take your whole round.
That'll take your whole round and lay down?
Anything.
I'll shoot at the thing then.
Okay.
Not on the first round.
Still, no, 5 phosphorus.
Well, that's a
it's very hot. It's I don't know what it is, but it's like very, very hot.
It burns through tanks.
It doesn't go out. It burns until it's out.
That's 10 it. Hits.
Or no more consumable.
Oh. 3 points. A body. And so it's time two, right?
Yeah,
roll again. Oh. It's a...
One roll for the body, one roll for stun.
Yeah, you're rolling in for your stun, because you're rolling a D3, and you're applying this to your D3, whatever you're shooting, the Beretta.
Mm-hmm.
So D3 minus one times your body damage is the stun.
D3 minus one, so mm-hmm. two times one?
Times your body damage.
Oh, B6.
Okay, six stun. All right, you hit it full in the chest, and like I said, it blows off little pieces of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who's next?
That would be
and lightning
Dustin.
Gun?
If you have a chance to finish it.
He has no lightning gun.
I have no lightning gun.
We have an MRI, though.
Throw it out there.
Man, that would screw him up.
In an MRE? Hmm? Or an MRI machine. You can also an MRI machine.
How are you doing, Marlo?
Anything?
Right now, I'll set. I'm going to set.
Okay. All right. Is that everybody? Or okay, so then we go.
I am second, pretty much.
The first turn. 1, 2, 3. You make 1, 3.
No.
4.
I knew they go on four. 6 last time.
So we don't. We start on 12.
We start on 12. That's the very first place you start in combat is 12.
And don't forget your endurance burn.
So nobody went on 3.
I went on 4 though.
On 4.
On 4.
Beats that high.
Wow. Changed.
Who's got the better dex? I don't remember.
I have a 12.
All right, you're up.
I want to look around the lab and see if I can find, I don't know, boric acid's the most corrosive, but I'll find some acid.
Yeah.
And
you can find some acid.
Try to start working out something I can toss.
Well, it's in a glass bottle.
That'll be a good target.
Try to gather up as much of that as possible.
That's what you do. Joey, you're next then. On phase all right. 3. 4.
Sorry. I'm going, what does it take to change weapons?
You drop one and replace it. Half phase action.
So I can still shoot.
Yep.
Take one shot on him with the McMullen M89.
Ooh, the big sniper rifle?
Yep.
It's probably got a range.
Plus 3.
This is a range modifier plus 3.
Yep. Plus 3.
Yeah, so that's plus 3 to your OCV to offset range penalties.
Okay. Awesome. So
and you were the minus 4, right? So that right. takes so it all out.
We'll go to Derek's. We'll be back before dark.
Who?
Me and Will go to Derek's.
All right.
So that means I have a 6 OCB.
Nice.
No, 7 OCB. Because the gun gives me a plus 1.
Even better.
So, one shot.
I have a 3 OCB
that's
to start
a 7.
With.
Boom.
That gives me...
You hit him.
Gives me 2d6.
Nice.
Plus 1. That is 9, 10. Body. That's 20 stun.
Okay.
Boom!
9, 5.
Follow you, bastard.
20 stun. Okay. Yeah, you blast this huge hole in its chest. It still stands up, but no more of that little stuff flew off, and he's bleeding. Red blood. You saw it blow out the back, but he's still standing.
So you get a free action?
Not a robot. Yes.
Andrew. You can kill him!
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
That's all I can do.
I got time to bleed. You know, painless.
Yeah. I told you we should have went by there and had
you should have.
I told you.
To you'll go after this have. Fight, won't you?
Yeah, exactly. I said we should have gone by there and get a tank. Yeah, stick me on top.
I don't know if we got headphones big enough to.
Yeah, but
what?
So that's
if we'd been in an army base, we'd have toys.
Anybody else on 4?
Yes.
Okay.
I reacted.
5. Wait a minute. 4. Me. Hey, I'm going 4.
You're going 4. Because you're same speed as me.
Officer Lynch, you got some partial cover from the
yes,
truck.
Yes, I do.
You
got full cover from them, too.
This thing, when it raises up, it has its arm raised up.
To explode that I got, which is what I wanted to do.
This it fires something at you from arm weapon, and it doesn't make the normal gun sound that you'd expect to hear. It's a little quieter. It's kind of like chuff, chuff, chuff.
Okay.
At least it's not a wolf.
Yeah. What's your DCV?
Or
my DCV?
DCV.
My DCV is...
Apparently after shooting.
I get that right. No.
No, you just
go. Four. Four. Plus partial cover. Plus you do have cover. Now, let me make sure I'm doing this right.
Which tire are you standing behind? Because you're not standing behind that chassis.
Here goes the truck.
Not the truck.
Now, the defense, I take that off of the damage,
it's
right?
It's the only half because I had left.
Are you wearing body armor?
It oh, no, you're wearing scrubs.
That armor may have, no, a, may have an activation roll.
The bag and the bicycle. And ching, ching,
and
ching,
ching, ching, you have to make the roll. Go, if you don't make the roll.
Right.
That'd be hilarious.
Then it doesn't do anything.
Because right. I got all my armor and everything.
Right.
Where's the thrills? Good guns in hell.
You wouldn't even be able to ride a bicycle, man. You're too overbalanced. He just went out a big ass sniper rifle that out of your butt.
You know, he's back. It's not that big. It's a Millen 308.
Okay.
Got a 4.5 foot long.
Nah, no.
Probably about 3 feet.
You got a 4 DCV, you said?
Yeah.
He missed. 3 projectiles. It was a 3-round burst.
Uh huh.
And. One of them hits in the asphalt right in front of you, and one goes into the bumper, and one goes into the grill of the truck.
What do they look like?
I mean, you can like tell. You can see them.
Okay.
I mean, they're that fast.
Okay.
You just heard kind of a ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
When they hit.
What the ground look like?
You stick your head out there?
No. Where it hit the ground,
uh-huh.
you see this white. It's a white colored scuff mark where it like hit and disintegrated.
They're not trying to kill us.
Okay.
Shoot us with sugar bullets.
Number.
Sugar bullets.
That's my name for you, is sugar bullets.
Oh, there is the sugar bullets. Oh, hell. Here they come.
They're on the move. What's my movement?
And they move a bunch.
Yeah, it's not in combat.
Huh?
It's not in combat.
Look at her move.
Yeah, because they don't. They begin in their turn out of
it should be.
Combat. They didn't try to fight her. Oh. It reduces their DCV by a bunch. Anybody else on 4?
Nope.
5? 6. Okay, I'm 6.
Everybody.
I'm on 6.
You should be first, though.
Are you not on 6?
4, 8, 12.
It's speed 3. What's
your
speed?
Right. I'm no longer on 6.
You're 3.
You go 3, 6, 9, and 12.
No, I go 4, 8, and 12.
Oh, you're speed 3. I thought you were speed 4.
Okay, no. Okay. And then how many points I'd have to do that?
Yeah, that'd be fast.
So it's medium.
It's you and Lynch.
It's index.
You go on 6? Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're first.
Shit. Can I yell at you outside my turn?
Sure, why not?
Get back in the building.
I'm going to. You lock the damn...
So if its flesh come flying off.
So can I shoot twice?
No.
You have a revolver.
6, 7.
I don't have a revolver in size.
It's still it's one attack.
Okay.
7, 8.
I'm at
8.
Okay.
Yeah, you already
left. You know what though? Yeah. You know what?
What?
There may be.
There's a thing in here on attacks and maneuvers called multiple attack.
Yeah, but that's not really it. But I thought there might have been something on guns where you could like do a double tap type deal. I don't think so. I'll find it later. Just one attack.
Okay, so rule number 2. The exact. The double attack.
A paintball?
No.
Oh.
Zombie land.
Oh.
Yeah. Rule number
7, 8.
Okay, we're going to the
back. I'm on 8.
Okay. I'm on 8.
You're first. Dr. Delacroix.
They're faster than me. Okay.
Sorry. Lazy right. Bitch.
Well, I just figured it'd be faster. I mean, anyway. Okay. I'm going to... Basically, I'm standing at the window... I've got the acid together. Just basically, I'm going to prepare to toss it if I need to.
Prepare to toss acid!
Don't we have one already?
Yeah. I'm going to freak out, man. Anybody else on 8? Joey.
Spin on him.
The big sniper rifle.
All right. He is only 24, mm-hmm. which is still a -4.
So I am at a 7 OCB.
Okay.
11.
Boom! Big hit.
2d6. 7 body. 7 stun.
Okay. That's big. So, that's big, but still. Pretty good.
How does the stun work?
It gets stunned.
So is it your damage time?
On a killing attack like this, is what you do is the first thing you're rolling is the body damage, which is the actual blood wounding, breaking bone kind of deal. And then your stun is a D3 multiplied by whatever you roll for the body. Plus any modifier for your weapon for stun.
Right.
In that case, it's a D3 minus 1. So you roll your body, roll the D3 minus 1, multiply it by what you roll on the body, and that's your stun.
Start with the 1, so it's 0 at time.
Gale's on 8. 9, 10?
11?
11, 12. Death cry.
Everybody,
I forgot my guys on 8. Oh, well.
Yeah, you did.
My bad.
Their turn. Aww. You're one of those here again.
What's your dex?
12.
Took it before you.
I know.
Shit. Is that a half moon?
No.
Run.
Oh, but they're real close now.
Oh! So much for your truck.
We're gonna blow your truck up.
I'm gonna blow your truck up.
I hate to tell you.
We're all gonna shoot your truck.
Oh,
it's your turn.
That one right there.
Gee, which one do you want to throw the acid on?
Oh, do it, please.
I don't know what to do.
No range penalty. You're that close. It's just your base OCV, unless you have some skill levels with throwing stuff.
Three OCV.
Okay. You hit.
Awesome.
Tell me what a big jar of boric acid does, too.
A big jar of boric acid. I'm going to give that a 2d6 damage.
An ongoing 5.
Save in.
Oh.
Okay. Sort of good. I rolled a 7. Yeah. What did I roll in 6? 7 total damage.
Yeah, that's body.
Okay.
And roll a d3 and multiply by 7.
M79?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can. I almost picked one up.
It's 3, so does that round down to a.
However, you roll a d3.
I'm going to shoot that thing in the doorway.
Did we stop on
the way? Yeah.
We'll just divide it in half, right?
Whatever you want to do. I don't care.
Oh, 1, 2, 3. Okay.
You can do 1, 2, 3.
It'd be 2. So it'd be the
well, it's
14 stun.
It's 14 stun.
Tear gas.
Oh. You drop the brown jar of acid. It shatters on its head and showers it with acid. It immediately starts to bubble and pop. It kind of slows down and it sort of shakes a little bit. It's still standing up, but obviously that did some massive damage to it.
You stunned it a few times.
That was next. My turn. Joey.
All right, that is a no penalty. So I have a 10 OCV.
Wow.
Let's see if you can hit that.
I roll straight sixes. That is a 10.
Okay. That is.
Is 11 Whoa. Damage.
Whoa. That was number 2, though, right?
That was number 2.
Hadn't been hit yet.
Yeah, it had. No, it hadn't. I hit number 1. Number 2. So that is, I said 11 times 22 stun.
Damn. That is a devastating hit.
That's got the big hole in him?
No, he doesn't.
No, it does.
You hit him. It hits him right square in the chest, and he goes flying back and kind of lands on the truck. And he's moving, but extremely slowly, like he's completely disoriented. Blood flies everywhere. He's done, basically.
Don't shoot
and
my
nearly
truck.
Dead.
Huh? Don't shoot my truck. Please don't shoot.
Half action to switch weapons, right?
Yep. Drop the one you got and switch to the other one.
And on the H&K MP5, can I burst fire that?
Absolutely.
That was the whole last session.
Absolutely. How many rounds can I shoot?
Up to whatever it's rated at. I don't know if it has a rating or not.
No, you can shoot as many as you want.
Let's say AF, auto fire, and a number.
Uh-huh. Five.
You can shoot up to 5 rounds. For every 2 that you make the roll by, 1 round hits.
Okay. Number 1?
The one right in front of you?
Yeah, because I'm at the bottom floor going, oh, shit.
Yeah.
We're all up on the top.
OCV is one.
Okay. He's. I have no penalty.
You have no range penalty because he's in your face.
And I got the skills. So that gives me 5, 6, 10.
Is no OCV? What kind of skills do you got?
5.
I spit my. With what?
Firearm or. Oh, it's for pistol.
Damn. Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, 5, and the gun gives me 1. So, 6. Okay.
Excellent. Good roll.
Okay, and so that gives me, was it 10?
Okay. 2 rounds hit. No, 3 rounds hit.
3 rounds hit?
Yep. You roll each one of them individually.
6.
Okay, so 6 body on the first one, and how much done? This is number 1.
Minus 1, 6.
Okay. All right.
4. And 4.
Okay.
2. And
12.
12. No, that's a 3.
Okay.
Yes. Minus 2 is 4 points. 4 points.
I'll be big. Minus 1. Okay. 2 rounds in the chest, the last one goes right in its head, and it drops over. Nice.
There you
go. Next.
Who's next?
Oh, by the way, all those others are in the head of the side of your truck. I was really sorry
about that. Yeah, the other two.
I'm, what's your DC?
Brennan.
So, is that where all my stuff is?
You're going to shoot to the floor.
Torches. The door torch.
Okay.
And I'm running downstairs.
Okay. All right. What'd you do? He's got a blowtorch, and he's running downstairs. Got a lighter and a can of hairspray. Fireball, fireball. Have you seen the lightning bolt LARP guy on, yeah, on the internet? Lightning bolt.
That's funny. It's a 1.5 second cast. You can't do that.
He's like, what?
That's everybody, right?
That's 12.
Okay, yeah. You need a massive, massive, massive pain in your head, Officer Lynch.
Oh, I do.
Massive pain.
Oh!
Really, really, really big pain.
Why do we need to walk outside?
There's a bright flash of light.
Do we need to walk outside?
Nope.
Okay, where are you going?
Something appears.
There.
Oh, no. If you pull out the dragon, I'm running. If you pull out that thing, I'm running.
You pull out anything, I'm running.
Shit. Ain't that big.
That's pretty appropriate.
Oh, shit. Something appears at the end of the parking lot.
It's a net hat.
Yeah, it's what I'm afraid of. Something really large.
Oh, God.
Guys up here going, all right, we sent those
it's
guys in.
It's a Gundam.
We're going to send those guys in.
They have a Gundam. This thing looks like...
They have...
It has a small, smallish, I'd say about 3 feet in diameter, round, spherical body. It's kind of grayish-green in color. It has... 4 very large spider-like looking limbs that come out of this round body. It has what appears to be a black, perhaps an eye, on the top and the bottom of this spherical body. And protruding from the back of the sphere and arching up over the top of it is this thing that looks almost like a scorpion's tail, except the end of it is this very long, about 4 or 5 foot long, tubular-shaped object with an aperture on the end of it about 4 inches in diameter.
They have
it looks like this.
Game troll.
That's nice art.
You've been watching Johnny Quest.
It's about 12 feet high.
Really? Is there something in it?
But it's moving.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it moving
and
fast?
This thing on the top, this tubular device with a big aperture,
uh-huh,
is like, and just tracking.
Where's it tracking to? The front door?
Right towards the door.
Am I immobilized?
That's all it does.
Am I immobilized with this headache?
No. It just happens for a few seconds and then goes away.
You draw this up?
I drew that, yes.
Awesome.
And I'll put a link to that image on the in the show notes.
It's quite
some
cool.
Some flashy drawing.
Thank you.
He's awful good.
Now we gotta kill him.
Yeah.
That's one of the cooler things I've seen you draw.
Oh, why, thank you.
Flattery still gets us killed.
12, 1, 2, 3. What size? 4.
They're
preparing another
grenade. Don't they?
They do, actually.
They do.
This one doesn't.
Well.
All it does is recover. This one, though, runs into the...